Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Well, if toilet to tap isn't exactly your cup of tea, you might want to train yourself to use less water. To learn just how much water you're currently using, you can go online to the new website, h2oconserve.org. Winona Howder is Executive Director of Food and Water Watch, one of four public service organizations that created this nifty online calculator. Welcome to Living on Earth, Winona.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, I have a laptop in the studio here, and I'm on your site, h2oconserve.org. There are, 19 questions, and let's see. I've already entered where I live, which ironically, I got to tell you, is Watertown, Massachusetts. How many people in my home? Okay. How many minutes we spend singing in the shower? Do we turn the water off when brushing our teeth? Do you turn the water off when you brush your teeth?
You know, I do. I've become very water conscious.
Okay, well, now it takes me to one. Let's see. Do the people in your household let it mellow? What does that mean?
Well, it means, do you flush the toilet every time? Toilets use a lot of water.
Okay, well, let's see. Always, sometimes, never.
Toilets use about 27% of the water that we use in the house.
Okay, well, I answered that question. Let's see. Do I have a lawn or garden? I see. Do you have a lawn or garden? You're in D.C.
Actually, I live in a farm in Virginia, so I have a garden and we farm.
All right, well, let's see. I've answered that one. Do I have a swimming pool? No. Do I have a car? What does car have to do with my water?
Well, oil and gas takes a lot of water to process, and making a car takes water.
Okay, it's asking if I wash my car, and yeah, one time a year. Now, it asks what the dietary habits of the people in the household, what does that have to do with whether I eat meat or dairy?
Well, you know, the way that we eat really determines how much water that we're using. If you're eating imported fruits or vegetables from some place like Mexico or Chile or even California, that's almost virtual water trade because it takes a lot of water to produce those crops. Meat takes the most water to produce. If you look at something like beef, it takes about 60 gallons of water to produce a pound of corn. Cows eat a lot of corn, and it also takes water for them to be cleaned, for the meat to be processed, for them to drink. And so each pound of beef takes about 1,500 gallons of water to produce. So the choices that you make, if you eat lower in the food chain, grains and vegetables, you're using less water.
Well, here I've finished. It says you completed the calculator. Here are my results. Your total household water use is 3,252 gallons per day. Individual use is 813 gallons per day. 3,252 gallons a day for four people?
Well, your individual use is below the national average, which is 1,189 gallons a day. Americans use a lot of water. Contrast that with someone who lives in Ethiopia who uses just over a gallon a day. The World Health Organization says that to have any kind of decent standard of living, a person needs 12 to 13 gallons a day. And for developing countries to have sustainable development, they need twice that. So you can see that we're using a lot of water, and becoming water conscious is very important.
You have some tips here on how to reduce my water footprint, and give me two tips, really things that I can do right away, not going to cost me a lot of money, that are going to save me a lot of water.
Well, you can reduce the amount of water that you use in your house by investing in a low-flow toilet or by putting a plastic bottle filled with water in your toilet tank. Those are the types of things around your household. Recycling is also one way that you can meet a number of goals, reducing the amount of trash in the landfill and using less water on manufactured products.
Hey, Winona, how much water do you use a day?
You know, I use about 900 gallons because I have a car, because I live in the country and drive into Washington. That's one of my bigger water uses.
Well, I beat you.
You sure did.
Well, thank you, Winona. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, thank you.
Winona Howder is the Executive Director of Food and Water Watch based in Washington, D.C. You can find a link to the H2O Conserve website at loe.org. You can listen to our program anytime on our website or get a download for your MP3 player. The address is loe.org. That's loe.org. And you can reach us at comments@loe.org. Once again, comments@loe.org. Our postal address is 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. And you can call our listener line at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. Coming up, wireless technology to fill in the missing links. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.